Hello and welcome to the Yellow Block, a Peterborough United podcast. I'm Jared, and with me as always is Matt.
Good evening.
And Jim.
Evening.
On this podcast, we'll be looking back at the first month of Fergie Jr.'s third reign. We'll be discussing the situation at London Road and Darryl McAnally. Should he stay or should he go?
Sounds like the start of a song to me.
Should we start off with a posh v Shrewsbury game? We probably shouldn't actually with the result. 2-1 defeat at home.
I could understand handballing it in the 89th minute, perhaps. Yeah. It just let the goal go in. We were 1-0 up. Yeah. You know, it was only going to be 1-1. Plenty of time to go. We were very, very comfortable. I think we would have gone on and won, to be honest with you, even if we'd have let that goal in. Soon as he went off, it absolutely changed the game. I don't want to use a cliche, but it did change the game. We were not in the game then. They went on, scored the two goals, and we probably would have gone on to score more goals if they hadn't then got a man sent off. But it was too little too late then. Yeah. It really was. And it was a wasted opportunity. I think we've got to speak about the fact that since Fergie's been here, I think he's had one game where we've finished
two.
With, is it
two? Just two games? Yeah.
It's his third red card of Fergie's reign.
I did laugh to myself when Tomlin was taken off shortly after because I thought he's taken him off because he doesn't want to finish with nine men. But apparently, you were at the game. James, you were telling me that he was mouthing off to the referee.
He was. After that penalty was given, he was mouthing off, why is it sending off and that? But, like, why does Tony need to do that? He doesn't.
Everyone knew why it was a red card. There's nothing to moan about. Like, it's quite obvious.
The thing is, Tony didn't even try to hide the fact that he handballed it.
You can't, like, when your arm's 2 foot above your head.
He's like, you've quite clearly, like, it's not your point. Just let it go in.
With that fact then, third red in Fergie's reign, his third reign, is that, do you think there's disciplinary issues?
I think that's harsh to say there is, because we're no different really, funnily enough, to what we have been the rest of the season. We're not a dirty side, Bunny. I think it's just a combination of factors. That was a moment of madness by Tony to get himself sent off. It's the softest red card you can get, in fact, because what he's done, he's stuck his hand up and he's got a red card straight, and rightly so, you can't say it's not. I don't think there's an issue of discipline in that, is it? Just it's an issue of madness.
Shrewsbury hadn't won in 10 games.
That was always going to happen, though,
weren't
it?
When I was coming out, they were celebrating. The fans were celebrating like they'd won the FA Cup because they'd won, I think, one game all season away.
It's always like that. When a team comes away from home, either they're really poor away from home or they haven't won in certain games and they come to us, they usually are going to win because it's us.
But whichever way you look at it, we just haven't got enough in the tank to beat these teams, have we? You know, when it's equal, 11 men, men, possibly, but you go down the man, we haven't got enough in the team. That's the trouble. And
we're not smart enough in that sense to play the game.
Yeah.
When we go down to them.
It doesn't matter who's in charge, what tactics you're playing. If fundamentally that your team is not that much better than the opposition, you're not going to beat them. And that's what's been happening. That's what's happening. We're not outplaying the opposition teams in any way, shape or form in any area of the field, and that's the trouble. You can't just say, oh, it's just our keeper, or it's just our midfield, or it's just our strikers. It's all the whole lot of them.
There's no point one player working hard.
But Lee Tomlin, though, he's not
it's been awful.
He's not been that impressive, is he, really?
That's why I can't understand people who consistently call him, Jared, the greatest posh player ever.
No.
You've said on here.
Natural ability, he's up there. And I've also said if he had a good attitude, he would be playing he's good enough to play in the Premier League.
He's not fit and he can't.
No, that's what I'm saying, but that's down to attitude.
But he's been here since the middle of December. He should be fit by now.
Even when he's fit, he's not fit.
True.
And for me, these nice little balls he plays through, he's great when they come off, and some of them do. So he'll do a nice little ball through, little chip over, whatever. Great. The next one he'll do is he'll pass it to the opposition.
He plays the ball round the corners a lot, but we haven't got players smart enough to understand or read what he's trying to do.
Yeah, it's a fair point, because if you haven't got people running off the ball, you're not going to be able to utilise those balls that he's playing in. So it's a fair comment, but like I say, he's not I don't want to pick on Tomlin because he's not transformed this team, has he? Like
you didn't think he would either, to be fair, did you?
I knew he wouldn't. What did I say when Fergie came? I'm glad he's here and it will make no difference to the team. And it hasn't.
No.
We do play, in fairness, in a different way, in a better way, in a nicer way.
The results haven't been any better.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a results business, isn't it? It doesn't matter how well you play.
Probably worse, in fairness.
So I'm playing this pretty football, but at the end of the day, it's about putting the board back in there and getting 3 points.
This stage of the season, all it is about is points. And we're not getting them. We're out of the top six. Doncaster have gone above us. They did lose last night.
They've still got a game in hand, though.
Yeah.
But maybe the gap's not going to be as big as we thought. Since we last recorded, there have been 12 points up for grabs, and we've got three of those. I think
that's relegation
volumes.
Form. When you think about it, that is relegation shocking. Form.
I think over the last 15, 16, 17 games, we will have got less points than whoever's at the bottom, if you looked at the stats. Which
I mean, I think looking at the home form table this season, we're about 15th in League One.
Three of them teams we've played are fighting for survival.
Mm.
Does that make those fixtures tougher for us at this stage
things
of the season?
It's always the same.
But
no,
we
every
say that. Early stage of the season, we were saying we never beat the teams low down. Yeah. Now it's in the later stages.
It doesn't matter when it is in the season.
Well, does it though? Because them teams they're trying to get a win probably a little bit more because they realise where they are.
That's very true. And I also think we're not that much better than them.
Some fans are saying after the Donny game, they've lost a lot of respect for Grant McCann.
I think I'll put in the group chat, at the end of the day, he's there to do a job. And that's to win a football game. Doesn't matter who it's against, he's there to win a football game for Doncaster Rovers. End of the day, it's down to his players showing the sportsmanship on the side. Not down to him, down to his players.
One of the things where I think we are naive as a team is we play to the rules a lot of the time, where other teams don't. Now, you can argue that there's a moral issue there, isn't there? Okay, but if you're playing within the rules sort of thing...
Is that us being too nice then?
I think so. Over the years, I think that's exactly how we... I like to see that, but it doesn't win you games, does it? What wins you games is faking injuries in last 5 minutes
not
of the game
Madison.
When you're 2-1 up.
So have you lost respect for Grant McCann then?
No.
No,
he's done his job. He missed a lot of people. So I've read a lot of comments on Twitter saying, he's not welcome back in any form.
Why
don't
not?
Want him walking through
thing
London
is, though,
Road again.
Went over to the away fans and clapped him, and everyone was clapping him.
I don't think his brother helps, to be fair. He's got his brother on Twitter is quite vocal, isn't he, with any little digs against Peterborough. But I think it's all fair because I reckon McCann was treated badly. I really do. I think he was let go too soon. He was built up to be, a young, promising manager, then he didn't get the time. So I understand why. There'll be a part of McCann. He'll want Posh to do well, but there will be a part where he's thinking... I'm quite enjoying.
He's been paid to do a job, isn't he, at Doncaster? Mm. What he feels about Posh, he's neither here nor there. He won the game.
I still love Grant McCann. Anyway, Benjamin Beebe has asked, is promotion still possible?
Don't think it is.
I think it's very debatable whether we'll get in.
I think we're just going to keep sliding down the table.
I said on the last episode when we spoke to Sam, I said we'd get sixth. I think we all actually said we'd probably get sixth.
Because I still thought we would scrape...
I was sixth or seventh, but I don't think we'll get seventh.
Yeah, but we pushed you. I think you said sixth. Yeah. No, you said seventh, I think.
I can't remember, but I think we'll go even lower.
Yeah. By the end of the season, I'll be saying we'll definitely be in the top 20.
Ben also asks, should Matty Stevens keep his place in the team?
He's banging me. I notice people say, it was Slough, Conference South, and the reserve team and that. But still, you've got to still have that knack of putting the ball away.
No, I agree, he should be given a chance. I don't understand...
But the thing is, what has Godden done? This apart from having a good spell at the start of the season?
The thing is, our strike force have been very, 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 very average, right? Tony, at times, has looked quite good. At times, he's looked very, very, very average. Mm. He couldn't trap a ball recently, that's for certain.
Since Stanley away, he's looked poor.
Yeah, and I think, that's true, actually. Anyone coming into our team is worth a chance at the moment, purely because... There's not a lot of competition in that in that side because no one's particularly playing well. Madison got man of the match against Shrewsbury. I actually thought he was worthy of that. Mm. Having said that, he did two good things all game.
Yeah,
really. That says a lot about what everyone else is doing.
I think Stevens should be given his chance.
Yeah,
because he might not be the tallest or the best striker in the world, but he's got that Mikel Smith, McLean. Marias feel to him. He'll just run for you. He'll work.
He's got a good attitude. I understand. Yeah. He's quite vocal on Twitter, and he's keen to get on the pitch. I don't quite get the loving for him because on the pitch he's done very little. No, but if he's given the chance, we'll see how he gets on.
Is it a loving for him, or is it a case of we're desperate and we
a bit of both? I think the game at the weekend's perfect for him because obviously Tony's out. You can play two up top, Godden and Stevens. Similar. We'll see how they get on, but I'd probably play him at the weekend. Keelan Sarson has wrote an article about Stevens as well on the yellowblock.net, so if you are interested in that, give it a read. Let's move on to Fergie briefly. Do you think he'd be here next season, and do you want him to be?
Do you know what I would do? If I was in charge, if I was the owners, I'd say to Fergie, I want you here for obviously the rest of this season and for 12 months after, And what I would do with that 12 months is I would get someone else in and give them 12 months under Fergie to learn the trade, like someone who's...
Someone promising, like Grant McCann or someone.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We burnt that bridge.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Give them 12 months under Fergie, learn how he wants to play, you know, learn that way of football.
Why not have Fergie then, if he's the...
Because I think... I'm a big Ferguson fan, as you know, but I think it is true. He has been here three times now.
Mm.
And I think we do need fresh blood. But what I don't want to see is someone... Right, is Fergie coming, right, for the next 6 months, be sacked because he's not getting results, and then desperately trying to get someone in as a stopgap? Let's think long-term for a change. Let's think, right, like they should have done with McCann. Get McCann out to some other team for 12 months. Let him learn the trade. Get him back here after that. I know that's probably morally a bit questionable, but that's how you do it, isn't it? Let him make the mistake somewhere else, learn how to do his trade, learn how to be a manager, come back here, be a great manager, which is what McCann did, just not for us. He's done it for Doncaster, hasn't he? He learned his trade here, then went to Doncaster, and he's doing better. I think get someone in, someone young, promising, new to the game, let him learn under Fergie. Fergie does it the right way, whatever you think to Fergie. And then we're thinking long term. And then 12 months later, Fergie can say, my job here is done.
I think Fergie's a good manager. I'm not disappointed he's back for the end of the season to give it a crack. But I can't see us going up this season. And I think we do need to turn the page on that chapter finally and get it over with and start again properly. I don't know. I think maybe Paul Hurst. He did well at Shrewsbury. Mm. Not so well at Ipswich. But I'd be inclined to give him a go. Saying that, we might not be able to attract anyone because Peterborough has been voted the worst city to live in.
Yeah,
by the
Daily Mail.
Still not great, is it? And they've been to Hull, though. I went to Hull the other week and it was an absolute shithole.
Mm.
Awful.
Go to Walsall. They've still got... I kid you not, I went to Walsall about 2 years ago. They have still got bomb damage from the war. I'm not joking.
Anyway, let's move on to Darren McAntony. Other posh podcasts and Facebook pages have been also commenting on his future. Normally, they... A lot of them, especially the podcast, blow smoke up the club's arse a little bit. But we like to be a bit more straight down the middle here, and we want to be honest and say what we think, apart from Kisby, who does normally sit on the fence. Kisby don't want his season ticket ripped up, I understand that. So, balls out the bath. What do you think to McAntony as an owner? Do you want him here, or do you not want him here?
We do have a poll here. Do you think it's time for Posh and DMAC to part ways? 30% says, what do you reckon, yes or no?
No.
Yeah, I'd say 30%.
Interesting that. 30% says yes, and 70% want him to stay. Do you know what? I've never been a fan. However, right, what I will do, and I'll hold up my hand, and I'm man enough to say this, he is the most successful by a country mile owner we've ever had, and we have flourished under McAntony.
Can I put a question to you then?
Yeah.
If that's the case, which it is the case, how come you don't like him?
I just think perhaps, I don't know, to be honest with you. But like I say, I will hold my hand up and say he is the most successful owner by far.
Definitely.
Do you want him to leave then? Do you want him to stay?
I think I would want him to stay.
I want him to stay. I'm in the 70%. I do want him to stay. I think he is... Yeah, he can say some daft stuff. He could say some things that come across quite arrogant.
Mm.
But I think he does do what's best for the club. I think he certainly tries to do what's best for him. He's not perfect. He says it himself. He's not going
to
make...
I think he's better than what he used to be. I think being on social media is never a good thing, especially if you're a manager or an owner, because you say things in the spur of the moment, don't you, that you regret, you know.
But he shouldn't rise up to it. He bites very hard on Twitter. He bites. Mm. And like he's biting...
That shows he cares, doesn't it?
Yeah, but then with some of the things what he says, I know he owns the football club. To him, they're more like customers. Because like they're paying to watch his football club, so they're customers as such.
I don't like so that. Word, say his football club. I think he's more like a custodian. He's there for.
It's true what you're saying, but it's also totally different. Mm. It is his business. He can do what he likes with it.
Yeah.
But it's also a football club, and with all the community aspects that entails. Mm. So it's a bit of both, isn't it? Really,
the fans were there before him, and the fans will be there after him. He makes that think that the fans won't be there. They will be.
What do you make of his comments on Twitter then? About the you're lucky to have me. He never normally does that.
Very, very arrogant.
He normally lets people say that for him, but he did come out and say I've done great things and you're lucky to have me.
I know people bang on about, oh, if it weren't for Darry, we wouldn't have a football club. I get that, but a bit like you're saying about the Fergie thing, then there's a time and a place where someone needs to move on. And considering ever since we've been in League One, he's banged on about promotion. Like, start of the season, oh yeah, we'll get auto. We'll win the league. Round about October time, oh yeah, we'll get automatics. November, December, oh yeah, 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 we'll get playoffs. And now, from what at the weekend, oh yeah, he's happy in seventh.
Thing is, just to play devil's advocate a little bit, what do you expect him to say at the start of the season? Yeah. Oh well, we might get in the top 20. I suppose, in fairness to him, he's got to say, yeah, we're going to win.
The thing is, and then he wonders why fans clamp down on him halfway through the season when we're not winning the league.
If it, like Kisby just made a perfect point. If at the start of the season he's like, well, we'll try and get by, maybe get mid table. No one would want to go.
It's the same with Barry Fry.
Yeah,
any person he buys gets into the club, it's the next Messi, isn't it? It's true. The next George Board. It's the next whatever. You know, they don't just come in and say, look, I've got this player. I think he might be all right. And we, you know, in a year or 2 or 3 years, we can develop into a very good player. They never say that, do they? They're businessmen. They're salesmen, aren't they? They're trying to sell something. DMACC wants people through those turnstiles. He's got to hype it up at the start of the season so people buy those season tickets.
I think he'll go within the next 18 months.
Do you want him to go now?
Yes.
That shocks me because I just can't see why people would want him out, really. I know there is getting a few now. On Twitter, you never saw anyone saying Darrow out. But
I think he's a good businessman from the point of view that he knows what he needs to do. He knows what he needs to achieve, sort of thing. If we got rid of him, would we get anyone better?
Perfect example. Andrew Surtees has commented. He says, do the fans that want DMACC out really understand the ramifications if he was to leave? Or would it ultimately be a positive? I can't imagine there would be a big queue to take over. I think that's spot on.
Thing is,
bit of both.
I mean, you know, you only have to look at teams like Blackpool to know that sometimes you should be careful what you wish for.
True.
Sort of thing.
That's what I mean. He's got the club.
A lot of players have gone into an administration over the last 5, 6, 7 years. You know, he's put us on an even keel. He's put us on a financial sound footing. What we've not discussed, forget about what goes on the pitch. How has he developed the club off the pitch? And I think, in fairness, as I say, I'm a critic of his, but in fairness, he's developed the training facilities, he's developed young people coming into the club as well. You know, it's not all about...
It's not. I mean, you have to look at his work as a whole. And like you just said there, Darrow's done very good for this club. He's on the pitch and off it, I think.
Yeah.
It's a lot better club altogether since he... I'm going to say it. I think arrogance from Posh fans. You say Darrow McCandley's arrogant. I'd put it to you and think, maybe as a fan, you're arrogant in the sense where you're demanding more when... Just remember... He can only do so much on 6,500-7,000 crowds. Yes, we've had a lot of money in through, you know, player sales, but to keep the club running and to do all the stuff he's done off the field, he's got to put his hand in his own pocket and obviously use the club's revenue as well. I just think he's getting a hard time at the minute. There's a lot of things I don't agree with. That Evans sacking, you saw on the last podcast, but I was angry and I still am now. I think it was a disgrace.
In fairness, he's used that money to better the club, hasn't he? Do you know my pet peeve is when we sell a player for £1 million, whatever, and people say, where's that money gone? Well, hang on a minute. Do you know how much it costs to run a football club? That runs it for about 5 minutes. Fairness, like I said, I'm not a fan, but he has put his hand in his pocket.
Let's talk about the good bit now. Watch YouTube seem to have insiders on. The real reason. No, don't laugh it off now, because you've been very, very vocal on the group chat all week. The real reason Steve Evans was sacked. Kisby and Jim both believe they know the real reason. Are we about to get some Indy Kaler-esque exclusives? Who wants to go first, boys?
You can.
Okay, I've heard from a source. Let's call her Doris the Tea Lady. If Doris does actually work at the club, I do apologise, and it's not
imagine,
come
I've got
Doris.
An image now of Doris watching this open gulp.
Just
fuck.
Tea tray's going.
So I do apologise if you do get the sack. I heard that basically he lost it 1 week big time with the team at half time, properly ranting and raving and shouting, and not just the Alex Ferguson hairdryer treatment, but properly ranting and raving. And the week after, again, he lost it with the referee, properly cornering the referee, ranting and raving. Referees then ranted back a little bit. The week after, deadly silence in the changing rooms at half time. I think it was just a combination of the owners saw this behaviour and just thought, that's not acceptable behaviour, week in, week out. One week a year, yeah, okay, you know, we'll lose it sort of thing. But week in, week out, it became, I think the owners probably just thought themselves that he's not doing great on the pitch, he's not doing horrendously badly in fairness, but he's not doing great, but we're having to put it up with this week in, week out, and we're having to defend this sort of behaviour, which is indefensible in this day and age. You know, we're not talking about 20 years ago when you could perhaps get away with it a little bit more. We were talking off air, weren't we, about how the modern generation, the young generation, perhaps can't cope with that level of discipline or abuse. And in fairness, are you going to get the best out of players when you're not just having a go at them a bit, but properly lambasting them? Mm. And I think the owners, certainly, I mean, one of the responses we've got that we'll be reading out later on says that the owners, the new owners, are quite mild-mannered. If you're a mild-mannered owner and you see this...
I did think that when Stuart and Jason come into the club, they seemed very quite mild-mannered. They were quite quiet, quite simple in their ways. And I thought, if Steve Evans is the manager for their club there, I did think that's going to be a bit of a...
I think he was on thin ice because of the performances, certainly, because we weren't doing well. And I think probably that was the last straw, that broke the camel's back.
This feels like, you ever seen Would I Lie to You on BBC? Yeah. This is pretty much it.
A lie or is it a truth?
So, Jim, your turn, go on.
I've got a few, actually. Oh, one of them.
They're all bollocks, then. He is in Nicola.
Looting away. Obviously, he got sent off by not even getting anywhere near the pitch at half time. And also, he's kicked the door through at Luton, which we've had to pay for.
The door was already kicked in, I would have thought. You've been to Luton.
Sounds like an insurance.
And to be fair, it's probably someone's kitchen door because you have to walk through people's.
To be fair, though, and as well, they're getting a new stadium, so why would they care?
So he kicked the door in, did he?
Yeah, kicked the door in and effing and blind in front of, obviously, Luton's people, etc. And Dara's obviously there, and it looks a bit embarrassing. And then, from what I've heard as well, just around the club, players started to not listen to him because they just had enough of his bollocks, like screaming, moaning. Obviously, there is a time for a place to shout at a player, but not constantly what he was doing. Like a bit like when Tomlin at a home game. I think it might actually have been the Charlton game or the home game beforehand, where Evans is on the sideline, Tomlin's just done that to him. People can't see it, but I'm doing that.
As in, like a talking gesture.
Yeah, it's like.
Settle, if they still can't see.
Just like settle down.
Yeah.
So they're talking.
So I was trying to explain it, you did it again.
It's difficult when there's nothing here.
It's like the croc thing when you bring your fingers together.
And then he's just telling him to calm down with it and ignore him. And also, from what I've heard, there was a lot of backroom staff that wanted to leave.
I've spoken to a couple of ex-pros who's worked under him recently, and they've all said he's an absolute terror to work for. They say he's truly, truly awful. In every way. And I tried to push them a little bit on it, but they just said there's no man management there whatsoever. It's just aggression.
Full on all the time. So you can't be like that. Not
certain,
in the modern game.
Yeah, certain players it works, but certain players it doesn't.
Did you know that Steve Evans was aggressive before he got the job?
Yeah.
Did you know?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I knew, and so did everyone else. So why give him the job? If you don't want him to scream and shout, that's what he does.
All this is allegedly, by the way, boys and girls.
Yeah, I don't have any inside knowledge, so I can't add to
that. I think the thing is, we're hearing very similar stories coming out time after time after time. It was clear that he was a too aggressive personality for perhaps the type of club we are and perhaps the owners that we've got. I mean, even McAnthony, he never comes across as an overly aggressive, shouty type of a person to me.
I thought he was getting progressively worse as well with his touchline antics, etc. Coming out hammering players in interviews. Do you think that was because? So he's a Peter United fan. Allegedly.
Is he though?
Allegedly. I haven't seen him back in London Road since he's got the boot.
Kisby, you've been a season ticket holder in London Road for 47 years. Have you ever seen Steve Evans in the stand?
I have not, no.
Neither. See, I find that quite hard to believe.
It's funny, isn't it?
I believe you.
Whenever anyone comes to a club, they're always a big
fan
of that. Whenever you see an actor do a part, like in Harry Potter, love the books, big fan of the book. You know, it's the same sort of thing.
You've not read him.
So, like,
I think because Steve Evans said he was at Selhurst Park when we went down, and he's been in London Roads. I mean, I liked that. I liked hearing it, even if it was bollocks.
Thing is, I don't care. he's left. I don't care if he's a fan, great. Come and pay, you know.
26 quid to get in.
But I think as the results turned, as they went downhill, I think the stress, the pressure increased on him, and he was beginning to leave it. He came on Radio Cambridgeshire every week and was starting to blame the players. And I never think that's a good sign. You start blame
them behind closed
quietly
doors.
Behind closed doors, fine. Don't blame them on live radio
or
after the game.
Do it where people can hear it in the tunnel.
I don't think it was football reasons whatsoever. No. I think we will find out. I think Dara will enlighten us all at the end of the season.
He's got to, I think.
If he was at the top of the league, clear by 20 points, he'd probably still be here. Just. We weren't, though, were we?
What do you make of Darren McAntony's comments on Twitter about Evans? He did mention about not giving a shit, was his words, about what Evans thinks. See...
But why would he, though? Because he sat in the
Yeah, no, 100%. But what we're saying is that shows a lot of bad taste there.
That shows...
Now, in December, I think it was New Year's Eve, or around that time, he said the best decision he made that year was employing Steve Evans to the football club. That was December. When did he get sacked?
A month later.
Just under a month later. And a lot must have changed in 3 or 4 weeks. A hell of a lot. Especially for them comments. It just doesn't... It tells me that some... shit happened.
But we've already said, we said on the last podcast, Evans is not a yes man. Sometimes you've got to be a yes man, haven't you? Just that's how life works. And he's not. So something has happened, you know.
It's got to be something bigger.
I don't even know what we're talking about. It's pointless. He's gone.
Yeah, but I want to know.
I don't care.
I do. I must say I do. Let's move on to the stadium then. Darren McAntony ran a poll on Twitter. 22% of posh fans, and there was a fair it was about 7,000 or 8,000 votes.
We didn't even get that in fans.
22% of the vote want to patch up London Road, and 78% want a brand new stadium.
Yeah, but this is not representative of all posh fans. It's representative of people on Twitter.
Yeah, about 7,000 or 8,000 posh fans on Twitter.
What would you want? New stadium or London Road?
I'd like to stay, but he said they've had quotes, they've done a lot of research with it. He said he's looking at around £30 million to get it to what it needs to be.
Football stadiums are in the centre of cities for a reason. It's to allow everyone to be able to go to them, so they're close for everyone, right? I know it's not so important now, people got cars and all the rest of it, but I think it's good for the city, and it's good for the city centre. I think it's good for the experience of the away fans to be in the heart of the city centre. And most importantly of all, it's good to be near a KFC.
True. And the only realistic place they could put it is the embankment. That is the only place in the city centre.
In town, yeah, that's true.
Because the only other places you've got is Showground, which is out of Peterborough, search.
Yeah.
By the A1.
I'm not driving all that way.
No one's going to travel down there.
You wouldn't either, would you?
I'll walk to the ground. It takes me 15 minutes, if that, to walk to the ground.
So we should stay at London Road for Kisby and Jim because they're lazy fuckers.
Yeah. And we like fried chicken.
Yeah.
I would like to see it where it is. Half of it is decent now, right?
But the other half's terrible.
Yeah, so develop
most stadiums are, though, aren't they?
It's terrible.
And would you want to go to one of these lifeless bowls as a
I wouldn't
stadium?
Want it to be like a Doncaster when it's all the way around. I don't like them.
Yeah.
But we need to move with the times a little bit. You both stand, and it is a shed.
I know you need a real top quality stadium to watch Shrewsbury play football, but come on, we don't need a massive ground. We get
to build what the new owners are trying to do with a new school initiative, which is fantastic, and everything they're trying to do. They're trying to build the club off the field as well. To do that, that is an attractive stadium. You take someone to the first. I've took people to London Road before. Trying to sell it to people, and they get there, and they're like, I'm sat in my nan's greenhouse. They need to upgrade. They need to move with the times.
I wouldn't have a major problem with moving if it was in a really nice, bespoke, brand new stadium. But I would just like to... I'm old.
No,
I would
like to stay where we are.
I'd get lost.
What's the point of expanding when we don't even sell out our stadium? Our stadium holds 14,000.
Yes, I know, but that's the point. The whole point is to get it more attractive. You've said before in this podcast...
A
nice stadium would attract more fans. Well, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get the fans in and trying to make it a better match day experience. I've just been saying we need to move when the yellow block would no longer be there. I would write to the club and say, can we just stick a few, even if it's four? I used to think, because I used to work there, and I used to think it was where the ambulance crew sat, because they always sat there. I thought it just makes sense. They're in yellow ivories and they're sitting in yellow seats, but I don't know what the real reason is. If anyone knows why there is a yellow block, I mean, we should know, but we don't, why the yellow block is there, please can you email us and or give us a message on Twitter and let us know, because we would like to know. Benjamin Beebe's asked again, if we think Darren McAntony will still be here to oversee the new or improved ground.
No.
I think he's more likely to leave now than he is at any other time since he's been here.
Yeah.
I think it's a case of fans are getting fed up with him and he's getting fed up with the fans.
Oh, but the poll doesn't prove that, does it?
No.
But the poll but says the vast majority are still massively behind him, wanting to stay.
Mr. Beebe has been in touch again and asked who we'd retain out of this squad for the next season. Quite simple. And with Taffazzoli's contract up, is it time to wave goodbye?
Personally, I don't think Taff is as good as he makes out to be. Purely because I think if he was thinking of his Championship standard already, would he have a contract sorted?
I'll tell you now, Ryan Taffazzoli thinks he's Premier League quality with his attitude. I know for a fact he's one of these footballers who are, do you know who I am kind of thing. Which is an embarrassment when you play in Division 3, I must say.
I'm for Peter Bray United.
Yeah, but no, he's a good player. I think he's not going to sign a new contract, so yeah, I'd say his time's up. It's probably time to move him on.
I used to be a fan. He's been pretty awful this season.
I think Ben White against Shrewsbury basically dragged Taffazzoli's arse around.
Any standout names then? Who would you retain for next season?
Madison, obviously.
No, yep. I wouldn't. Sorry.
Oh, come on.
I keep saying it. Like,
we wouldn't have scored against Shrewsbury.
I know.
We would not have scored against Shrewsbury.
He doesn't want to be here.
That doesn't
but
matter.
But the thing is, he is here, and we pay his wages.
No, that's
and also
the most ridiculous thing I've heard.
Sorry.
And I'm not just sitting here and let you say that. Sorry.
I think you rattled him there, Jared.
Now, listen, he's a very, very good player, but
if he wouldn't be in League One still.
Yeah. No. In fairness, we didn't think he'd be here this season, did we? No. I certainly didn't.
He's just going to drag on and drag on until he's literally going to do a Tomlin on us. I just don't think if he gets a move, he should move. The ones I would keep are Tony. I would keep Godden.
No. Well, what's the point?
But if you want to finish mid-table,
you retain Godden.
Like,
Simple as that.
Kickersby, how bad was that?
Yeah, he's missed quite a few, literally,
if he stood there and let it hit him, it would have gone in.
Go on then, knobheads. Who would you keep? Yeah, exactly. At least I'm talking. It's a fucking podcast.
Tony, Madison and White. I don't think...
White's on loan, though.
Yeah, well, I'd want to have him, though. I can't think of any other outstanding players we've got.
I would keep hold of O'Malley, because I quite like him.
Yeah, but he makes mistakes sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, he's all right. Don't get me wrong. It's not a position I feel needs changing as such.
Then I would keep Dembele. Because I know, again...
What for? Not for football, surely.
No, just for his running. No, I don't mind him. Again, I know he can't do the simple stuff, but it excites you.
That excites me.
Again, Tony, I would keep.
I'm going off you
two. Tony, I would keep. Joe Ward, I'd keep him. Again, versatile, works out for the team. That's really about it.
One player not to worry about keeping is Josh Yorworth. Sacked after potentially facing a 4-year ban for evading an anti-doping test and taking cocaine. Do you think the punishment's a bit strong, Kisby? 4-year ban.
No, because he tried to cheat the system. And as we know, it's a bit like...
Has he cheated the system?
It reminded me of our local MP. If you'd taken the 3 points, no one would have thought anything of it. The thing about if you take drugs in sport, it either usually enhances your performance. Now, I don't think the suggestion was he was doing that. But we don't know what was going on in his life, you know. So I don't want to comment too much about it. He might have been going through difficult times. However, having said that, he broke the rules.
Have Posh made the right decision to sack him?
Yep. Because he's brought the club into disrepute.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Posh had been working with him the last few months, trying to help him. They knew what he had done, and now it's all become out officially. They've sacked him.
With football, it's not like a runner. You take drugs as a runner or a cyclist, it will enhance your performance. With football, it's different, isn't it? Because it's not just...
It's a thinking game as well, isn't it?
To be fair, though, when he did play, he didn't actually look that good anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Fuck your life, then. Let's move on to Barry Fry, then.
The only thing I will say is he's getting on a bit now. Maybe.
The thing is, he's only resigned from the board.
Is Posh as a club stronger with him doing his wheeler dealings behind the back? Or is he, are we a stronger club without him?
Is he good at wheeling and dealing? Yes, he is.
Which is what we should be...
Which is what a director of football is there to do. Yeah, exactly. He does his job? Yes.
I mean, he got 3.5 million for Connor Washington. He was only good for 2 months.
Yeah.
I think if you ask most Football League fans, mention Peterborough, and one of the first names will come off the tongue is the Barry Fry. Yeah. Is that a good thing, though? I'm not sure, because he's not the...
He's got two sides to him, though, hasn't he? He's got his public persona.
You prefer him as a director of football than he was an owner and a manager?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a fair comment. Correspondence, Kisby, what we got?
Okay, this is from Jay Crisp. First time I've listened, and I'm glad I did. Refreshing to hear some reasoned opinions from people who obviously care about the club. However, I will disagree on one thing. Evans getting sacked a year into a four-year contract actually makes us more attractive to potential managers. If they think they can get a chunk of a four-year contract paid off for 1 year's work, we are a pretty attractive proposition. Well, it's very kind of him to say.
I was about when he said, first time I've listened, I thought he was about to say, yeah, I'm not going to listen again or something like that. Yeah.
James Parkinson, cannot accept it be about the money for any manager. All are self-confident and will believe that they can take the club to the next level with no fear of failure. There will never be a shortage of applicants for the job. It remains an attractive opportunity, especially for younger coaches, which I think is true. David Mann, I've listened and salutations. I do feel that what's overlooked is the new owners. They have always seemed rather mild and mild-mannered, which is why I think that touchline Steve finally caused them to lose patience. That's exactly what we actually
That's what we spoke about, isn't it?
Yeah. Earlier on. So, yeah, we agree with you there,
Maybe
David.
Maybe David Mann's in the know. We need to get him on.
Yeah, well, clearly, yeah. Maybe he's my contact. was his name Doris? I don't know.
He's going to change it now. David Mann, you need to change your name on Twitter to Doris.
Yeah, we'll see on Facebook tomorrow, won't we?
Doris commented on your post.
No, Doris sacked by people. Benjamin BB, was the Yorworth Cummings video TV incident the start of the season's demise, and ultimately why Evans went before season's end? It felt like a decline from that point, with some exceptions.
It's the first negative bit of news, I think, what came out of the club, wasn't it? I think it was. I think it was the first bit of negativity we had since Evans took over, like of news. Maybe it was the start. It certainly weren't good, and it didn't look good on the club either. I think that's where Josh Yorworth was. Obviously, he was on the old gear then, wasn't he? And I think he was videoing, weren't he? Yeah. Videoing Cummins as well. I think Jason Cummins, he's known as, within football, as a bit of a nutter. So again,
bit of a party boy.
Yeah, so you know what you're getting when you're signing him. But yeah, he didn't act in there.
Bit like Evans, and you know what you can get when you sign him.
Yeah, I think probably right. Maybe it was the start of the decline, so to speak. Yep. Have we got any more?
The fact that I put the paper
but you
down
did
and
that
turned
last,
it
You did that last time.
No. Is that I can it? Read them I again if you like. But
yeah, we had a lot of good responses and reviews of the last podcast. We really did appreciate them all. We had
it
lot
was
of tweets,
biggest,
emails.
Biggest ever listener numbers, which we do appreciate. We just do it because we enjoy doing it. We're not saying that we know anything particularly any more than
although
anyone
else. Although you two kind of have done that today a little bit with your Indy Kaler knowledge. But no, and the biggest thing we want to do is not be not digging at other ones, but we all want to give our opinions and not...
We give an honest opinion. And we do welcome other people with other views. You know, one of my pet peeves on forums is you're only allowed certain views. So if you criticise the club, you're considered not a true supporter. And I don't believe in that. I believe in freedom of expression, freedom of speech. It doesn't mean I'm all right all the time, or James is right, or Jared's right. You know, it just means these are our opinions.
Yeah.
And we do appreciate people listening to
it. Yeah, and some people agree, some people don't, but that's what it's for.
That's what... That's
just
good,
a posh, it's a posh podcast, all different opinions, with different age groups as well.
I think not.
So keep the feedback coming in anyway. And thanks for listening to this episode of The Yellow Block. Follow us on Twitter, at The Yellow Block. Like us on Facebook, finally on Facebook. Facebook.com/ The Yellow Block. And visit our website, www.theyellowblock.net. And join us next time on Acast, iTunes and Spotify.